This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Monsoon rains completely halt 6 major routes across the country. 5 other routes partially affected. UML Central Committee meeting begins in Chasle of Lalitpur. And 18 people killed, 9 others remain unaccounted for following heavy rains triggered natural disasters in South Korea. Now the news in detail. 6 major traffic routes in various parts of the country have been fully obstructed due to floods and landslides triggered by monsoon rains. As updated by the Nepal Police Headquarters, the Kosi Highway was blocked in Songkhwa Sabha District, while the Mechi Highway was blocked in Pachthar, and the Tamor Corridor road section were blocked due to the natural disasters in the eastern part of the country. The Kali Gandaki Corridor in Nawalparasi East, the Sahid Highway in Rolpa, and the Jajarkot Dolpa Bheri Corridor in Rukum West are other roads obstructed by the landslides. Similarly, the Toka Nuakot route, the Kali Gandaki Corridor in Baglung, the Mid Hill Highway in Golkot of Baglung, the Kali Gandaki Corridor in Nawalparasi East, the Kali Gandaki Corridor in Nawalparasi West, the Sahid Highway at Pariwartan Rural Municipality in Rolpa have been partially blocked, allowing for one-way traffic. A meeting of the CPN-UML Central Committee commenced at the party headquarters in Chasle of Lalitpur today. The meeting is being chaired by party chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The Central Committee is expected to deliberate on a proposal to amend the party's statute as well as the party's organizational report. UML Politburo meeting held from the 18th to 20th of July endorsed the proposal to amend the party's statute. The proposal is scheduled to be presented at the upcoming statute convention. Party Vice Chair Bishnu Prasad Paurel, who has been tasked with drafting the statute amendment proposal, is set to introduce the proposal during the meeting. Central Committee members, excluding those in the Secretariat, Standing Committee and Politburo, will be given up to 3 minutes each to express their views on the proposal. Around 230 central members are expected to participate in the discussion. It has been proposed to withdraw the existing provisions that set a 70-year age limit for party office bearers and prohibit individuals from holding the same party position for 2 terms. The UML Statute Convention is scheduled to be held on the 5th to 7th of September at Sunrise International Convention Center in Godavari of Lalitpur District. Chairman of CPN Maui Center Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that policy reform along with a change in state perspective is essential to achieve prosperity in the country. Former Prime Minister Dahal said it during a meeting he had with the newly elected office bearers of the Confederation of Nepalese Industries at his residence in Kumalta today. During the office bearers of the CNI, reminded that private sector has tremendous role in the national economy. Rani Sain in Bajura's Himali Rural Municipality is becoming a popular tourist destination in the region and across the country. Blessed with religious, biological and natural diversity, this region, long overlooked due to infrastructure and promotion shortages, is now witnessing a surge in visitors. Snow-covered mountains, lakes, medicinal herbs, grazing lands and wild flowers fill Rani Sain, gaining attention across the Sudar Paschim province. Dozens of domestic and international tourists visit monthly. Locals suggest coordination among local, provincial and federal governments for a master plan, infrastructure, conservation area status and promotion to make Rani Sain a tourism hub in Sudar Paschim province. Tourism in Rani Sain could improve the economic conditions of the locals, according to the stakeholders. With religious, cultural and historical value, the area known as the base camp of Mount Api Saipal is under planning and discussion for tourism development as per the Himali Rural Municipality office bearers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. 18 people have been killed and 9 others remain unaccounted for following heavy rains and landslides that began ravaging South Korea since Wednesday. According to Yonhap News Agency, more than 14,000 people have taken shelter across 15 major cities and provinces since the heavy rains started. Property damage has been extensive, with 1,999 cases reported at public facilities and 2,238 cases reported at private facilities. The government has lifted all heavy rain advisories and on Sunday lowered the warning level from serious to attention. A total of 47 people have been recovered, including 10 survivors and 37 confirmed dead, after a cruise ship capsized in Ha Long Bay, northern Vietnam. The wreck was salvaged and towed ashore on early Sunday morning for further investigation. The ship sank on Saturday afternoon while carrying 48 Vietnamese tourists on a sightseeing tour. 5 crew members were also on board. Authorities in Wang Ni province deployed 4 large vessel and core rescue forces to support the salvage operation. Rescue teams are now racing to search for missing people as Typhoon Wipha is approaching the area. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudut Paschim Province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at a few places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. And also in few places of Sudut Paschim Province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Monsoon rains completely halt 6 major routes across the country, 5 other routes partially affected. UML Central Committee meeting begins in Chasal of Lalitpur district. And 18 people killed, 9 others remain unaccounted for following heavy rains that triggered natural disasters in South Korea. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.